Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
This is... It's kind of a sad story. And the reason I'm telling this in the form of a story is because it's almost too painful to tell it as a recounting of real events. First of all, thank you for staying tuned. If you are still listening to this episode, it means you have not removed Mythofiction from your podcast subscription list, and I am grateful for that. I apologize also for the fact that there has not been an episode of Mythofiction for the last entire year. And the reason behind that, well, there are many reasons. Some reasons have to do with India's political state and how me getting re-engaged in the act of doing political commentary took a toll on my fiction storytelling. And other reasons for this one-year absence have to do with my personal life. They have to do with me losing someone very dear to me, to COVID-19, about 6 months ago. This was a very close friend of mine. A friend so close that he was almost the inspiration behind the story of the friendship that I have been telling on this podcast, the story that is called Yugantar. The friend who inspired me to tell this story is no longer in my life. I don't mean to use his passing as an excuse to not tell the story that I was telling. But I am at a point in my life where I can honestly not tell you if I even have the strength to continue telling the Yugantar story. Because looking at these characters once more reminds me of him. Looking at these characters and thinking about all the things that I had planned for these characters reminds me of him. He was a listener, by the way. He used to listen to this podcast. He was a huge fan of the character Kripalu and was a little disappointed when Kripalu died. But Mythofiction, the podcast, is not ending. The podcast will continue, and I will, in due course of time, get to a place where I can resume recording episodes. A place where I can resume writing episodes and recording them and editing them and uploading them to the podcast so that you may listen to them. But my friend, who is no more, will probably never ever hear any of these stories again. I don't know what kind of stories I'm going to be able to tell in the coming days. But rest assured, I will tell more stories, and I hope that you will listen to them also. For the time being, I would be grateful if you considered Yugantar on hold. Consider the first season as something that is over, and consider the remaining part of Yugantar something that is yet to come. It may not come for some time. What will come, however, will be new stories. These will probably not be series, but they will be in keeping with the dream of mythofiction. They will be fantasy stories based in India, featuring Indian characters, Indian themes, and inspired by Indian folklore and mythology. Thank you for your understanding. I am Vijayendra Mohanty, the writer and producer of Mythofiction.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.